The following program has been paid for by TD Touchpoints. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KFYI or iHeartMedia. This is the Carol Royce Real Estate Radio Show on News Talk 550 KFYI.
Hey, welcome everybody. This is Carol Royce. I'm your host here every single Sunday afternoon. I am in the studio with Josh Collum and Vicki Middlebrook. And wow, what a beautiful spring weekend we are having, Vicki. There are geese on our lake. There are ducks on our lake. And it's just been gorgeous.
That's right. Yeah. When you live in these golf course communities, yes, there's water. And so you get to see all the awesome water animals, right?
So our Canadians are in town, and they are of both. They are the human population and the geese population, Josh.
That they are. I mean, I live in a normal neighborhood where we don't have too much of that, but hey, the wildflowers have been blooming, and it's been a great season so far.
Hey, Josh, I want to congratulate you. You know, Vicki has been extremely successful with the luxury division of the Carol Race team. Congratulations, Vicki.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And Josh, you have been the director of the senior division on the Carol Race team for the past year. Tell us just briefly, Josh, what's going on with the senior division at the Carol Race team?
Yeah. So I am Josh Collum, director of the senior division at the Carol Race team, and I specializing in helping seniors transition into independent living, assisted living, memory care, depending on their needs.
That's right. Well, you know, Josh, 18% of the population of Arizona are 65 or older, so there is a true need for that, Vicki.
There is, yes. You know, as more and more people are aging, that's why you see them grow. Developing them.
Right.
All over. Every corner now seems like there's an apartment going up. And many times you'll see that sign that says 55 plus. And in the beginning, I was like, you know, what's going on here? And then as I start to see these communities and as we've entered them and helped some of our clients go into these places, it's really amazing what they're doing.
So, Josh, many times you say it takes a village. What do you mean by it takes a village when we're transitioning a senior out of their residential home into one of these beautiful facilities?
Yeah, I mean, when I meet with a lot of seniors, they've lived in their home for quite some time, and it's been a great home meeting their needs, but typically they're downsizing. And so, you know, not all their furniture is going to come to the next move. Maybe their home needs some updates to be market ready. They might need, you know, help with that sale, help with movers, all of that, the vendors. And that's when it really takes a village, like I was saying, to get them from point A to point B seamlessly. And we're so happy here at the Carol Royce team to offer those support services.
So, Josh, you know, as the senior director of the senior division at the Carol Royce team, here's the other thing, that you know all of these communities. You know these assisted living and independent living communities. So you can assist there, too, as well as getting the single-family home on the market and helping these seniors get moved from point A to point B, because I know you've got a wonderful team in back of you.
That we do. I mean, like Vicki was saying, all these communities are sprouting up, and it's been great because there's such a huge need here in the Valley for that. Mm-hmm. But they all offer, you know, a myriad of different amenities, lifestyles, et cetera. And so, yeah, pairing you with the right community is where we are here to help and really just find the perfect place for you or the family.
And there's actually from, you know, independent living all the way to assisted living and
memory care.
And, you know, some of these buildings, these newer buildings, I mean, there's one where they actually have a brewery and they have a brewmaster's club. So there's a lot of fun and activities and things that you can get involved in with these communities.
Absolutely. It's not just all an old folks home like we used to think of. When we go over, let's just pick one. Let's just say Friendship Village. That is a vibrant community.
It is,
Vicki. And I know you've sold many of their high-end luxury homes so that they could get moved into Friendship Village. And really, they haven't given up much of anything except the care of a great big house. And now they're in a comfortable place to live with lots of friends and activities. And, you know, their restaurant is a 5-star restaurant there at Friendship Village.
Yeah, we just had clients in the other day that came in to say hello who moved over there. And, you know, they said they feel like they're making quality friends. And they feel like the folks who work there have a servant heart. Mm-hmm. And that was their important feedback to us.
And John, you're Josh, my grandson. I'm so sorry about that. So, Josh, that's one reason that you are so good in the senior division at the Carol Race team, because you too, Josh, have a servant heart. You love to serve people. Mm-hmm. You love to help people. You love to elevate people. And so if you are a senior and you're thinking maybe it's time to take a look at one of these facilities that are just absolutely gorgeous and springing up everywhere, maybe it's time to get the single family home or your home on the market, you need to call the Carol Race team, 480-776-5231, and we can help you. So, Vicki, don't want to forget you and your luxury division, because that is something that I'm very proud that you've done. You have really developed that. And to that end, we have just put another beautiful high-end home on the market that will be hitting the market tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that's right. Over in the North Scottsdale area, and it's a beautiful home. But let's go ahead and dive into this week's luxury report. Okay. So all data is compiled from the Arizona Regional Multiple List Service, servicing Maricopa and Pinal counties. Currently, there's 2,541 luxury homes for sale, priced from $1 million to a high of $75 million. That inventory is going up.
It is.
The current average price luxury for sale home is $2.94 million, with days on market averaging 107 days. Coming soon, there's 125 of those properties getting ready to come on the market. Average price point, $2.37 million. Under contract and escrow, there's 1,106 luxury homes priced from $1 million to a high of $30.6 million. The average price luxury home in escrow is running right at $2.25 million, with days on market averaging 85 days. Mm. If we take a look at what has sold and closed escrow, we had 117 homes close in the MLS just since last week's show. Closed escrow price from the 900s to a high of $6.8 million. The current yearly 2024 average price sold luxury home in our valley is running $1.91 million, with average days on market at 78 days. 78 days is pretty darn good.
Still fast. Yes.
Since the first of the year, we've had 1,500 luxury homes close escrow, the highest price, $12 million. Now, Carol, I know you like looking at that $1.5 million and above sales. There were 771 of those properties that closed since the first of the year, with an average closed escrow price of $2.59 million, and those days on market were at 82 days.
Okay. So, again, when you take a look, Vicki and Josh, at the days on market, it appears that they're, it's very, very fast. But what we're also seeing is that there is days on market are getting a little longer, and that's seasonal. That's because of where we are in the year. Would you agree?
Yes, and more inventory is coming on the market.
Right,
but the thing
I really
like is that's a strong, healthy number for the under contracts.
It is.
So it shows that this is the season when people come to town, second home buyers, or people, you know, are more in town here because of the lifestyle and the amenities that Arizona have in the springtime, that it just drives the sales, because luxury sometimes takes that slowdown in the hotter months because those people are at their second homes, or, you know, they're over at the beach or somewhere much cooler.
They're traveling. They're not sitting in Arizona when it's 115 degrees. Is that what you're saying?
A lot of them.
Well, you know what? We have a very active luxury population here in Greater Phoenix. Mm-hmm. I did a little research the other day. We do have 55 professional top-level athletes that live in Maricopa County. So we are home base to a lot of celebrities, a lot of entertainment figures, and Josh, you know, 55 pro athletes.
I think that's numbers low.
It could be. Then you take that up with Google.
That's right.
but
because
I'm,
look at all the sports teams here.
Unless
they have primary residence another state,
that's,
and then they have their other home here. Mm-hmm. And I think that does happen.
It does happen. And, you know, to Josh, the other thing that's very exciting is we have 22 homes over 20 million. Now, who would have thought of that? Who would have thought that Maricopa County would have 22 homes over 20 million listed on the market for sale.
I know, it's exciting. It just goes to show the diversity that we have here in, you know, the Phoenix Luxury Arena. I've been saying week over week, I'm excited for when that $30.6 million home finally closes. Because, I mean, that's a huge sale for us here.
It is a huge sale. And Vicki, could we play a little Snoop Detective here? Maybe we could figure out who or what bought that house. But many times they're bought in private trust.
And it's still in escrow.
Yes.
So until it closes, I'm sure that'll be all over the news and the media here.
Well, that's right. And if not, then we'll shout it from the rooftops, too. If we can find out, we're going to share it with you. Hey, you have been listening to the Kiroish Real Estate Show. We are here with you every single Sunday afternoon. Josh and Vicki, there's no other place we'd rather be than right here, talking to you, giving you current updated information on our local Arizona real estate market. Real quick before we go to break, Vicki, I was looking at the Wall Street Journal this week, and they did the top 10 states for growth. And you know what? Arizona, for the first time, wasn't in that group. We have fallen to state number 23. We have really taken a fall, Josh, because we were at 5, then we went to 7, now we're 23. So that mass migration from the West Coast of those people selling and moving into Arizona, Vicki, it looks like it's really slowing down.
You know, I believe it, because a lot of our listeners, when they call us out, they're moving out of state.
Right.
And so I think people are saying, you know what, let's go to Tennessee, let's go to South Carolina, let's go to North Carolina, let's go to Florida. I'm hearing a lot of that lately. And so it seems like the migration pattern is slowing down our affordability has gotten expensive to live here.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I know a lot of the companies and organizations have started, you know, recalling people back to offices. So I'm sure that had an effect on it as well.
I think so, too.
Hey, you have been listening to the Carol Race Real Estate Show. Josh, Vicki, and I are here every single weekend with you. We want to bring you current updated information on our local Arizona real estate market. And if you'd like any more information, Vicki, how can they reach us?
Pick up the phone. Give Carol a call today, 480-776-5231. That's 480-776-5231. Or you can always go to carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com. When we come back after this short break, we're going to continue talking about our local Arizona real estate market. You're going to want to stay tuned because we're also going to be talking about cash offers and different ways of how you can get buyers for your home.
That is so true. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Royce, and Vicki and Josh and I are here with you every single Sunday afternoon. And Vicki, we've got a favorite topic at the Carol Royce team that we love to talk about, and that is how to help our clients build wealth through the ownership of residential real estate.
Yeah, it's really important.
It is.
You know, many times people think that it's hard to achieve, but it really isn't. And so I like to say it's getting rich.
It is getting rich through real estate, and I like that. So, you know, Josh, here's an example that I laid out to somebody the other day. I said, and these are just numbers, guys, but if you could go out and buy a house for $400,000, right, and you put a tenant in there, the tenant would be able to pay the payment on that house, right, Vicki?
Yes.
And if there's any HOA or anything like that, the tenant's going to cover that monthly cost, mm-hmm. right, Josh? And just say on a conservative side that that house appreciates 5% a year. That's $20,000 a year that that house is going to appreciate, correct? Well, in 5 years, you've got $100,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's hard to save $100,000 in 5 years.
But
go ahead.
Let's say that the market doesn't appreciate for some reason. The market goes flat.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Or the market dips a little during that 5 years.
And we went through that in 08 and 09, right?
It doesn't matter because the tenant is still paying you rent. And what we've always experienced is when we enter any type of a down market, guess what happens?
There are more and more people that want to rent.
So then rents actually go up.
That's correct.
So when people say, I don't want to own a rental property because I'm scared, what if the market goes down or this and I can't sell the property? No, you actually have more tenants available to you that will pay more.
Vicki, that is so true. And Josh, one of the other things too is once that house reaches that 100, just say 100,000, 80,000 of appreciation. And our dear friend Dave Jinks taught us this. What do? You take equity out of that house mm-hmm. and you go buy another house, right?
And throw another tenant in.
put another tenant there. And then after 5 years, you've got over 200,000. So you can see how that wealth just keeps accumulating. And I'll tell you, to save $200,000 is not an easy task. But with your tenant in the house paying for that house and you just are gathering the appreciation, what a way, Vicki, I'll use your word, to get rich.
That's right. It's life-changing. You know, that can pay for kids to go to college, or maybe they want to go to a tech school or something like that. It also, retirement.
Oh,
or,
my gosh. That's
you
what
know,
I'm
there's
using
so
it for.
Many
yes.
different ways you can build wealth through residential real estate. And I know that when we say building wealth, sometimes people don't understand that. They don't grasp that because they think, oh, wealth is a big word. So if you think about this, it's about getting rich through the ownership of residential real estate.
Well, and like you guys said, I mean, the market can dip. Markets are cyclical. They ebb and flow. But through the history of Arizona, our market has gone up over.
Even if it dipped, Josh, to your point, even if it dipped like it did in 08, 09.
The Great Recession.
The Great Recession. It came back up.
And stronger.
Boy, did it grow in 2020 right after the pandemic. So again, 5% appreciation is on the lean side of that. Well, then Josh, how did you respond, or Vicki, to, well, I don't want to be called in the middle of the night because the hot water heater went out or the air conditioner needs to be serviced. Vicki?
I've yet to have that call.
I've yet to have it either.
And I don't think I'm going to get that call. Now, have I had the garage doors not working properly, the AC's not working properly, or the swimming pool pumps having an issue? Absolutely. But guess what? Those calls come during the day. Our tenants know that we're reasonable. They also know that we keep a home warranty on the home. And so we're going to pick up the phone and we're going to call the warranty company or go online and fill it out. We're going to pay for that trade call. They're going to go out and they're going to service the needs of that AC or pool pump or whatever it may be. And our tenant is going to be back in business and they're not going to feel a hiccup.
No, and that's absolutely right. And I do the same thing, Vicki. On my properties, I have the home warranty. My tenants are very familiar with that. Mm-hmm. We talk about that. And you know, Josh, when you get the tenant, they fill out a pretty detailed background. So, you know, we can search and get references and check with their employer. I mean, so you're not typically going to put someone in there that isn't going to be paying the rent or that is a squatter. You're going to pick a quality tenant, right?
Right.
If anything, I've heard stories where, you know, there's some great quality tenants who are in place and, you know, the market rents increase and some owners don't really adjust the rent to what the market rent is because their tenant's so great. But you have that flexibility. I mean, real estate is a tangible asset, so you can continue to improve it.
Well, that's so right, and that's exactly what we do, and that's what I've done over the years, too, is I've just improved my real estate. I am a good landlord. When things need to be done, Vicki, I know you are the same way we do them, and wow, have I seen the appreciation. One of my rentals, I paid $175,000 for it.
Back in the day you did, and look what it's done now. But
it's
you know what's a cool feature?
Yeah.
And this is only for new policies because it's brand new to Old Republic Home Protection Warranty, is they have a new feature on there, and doesn't cost much to add to it's an add-on when you buy the policy. But if for some reason the air conditioning were to go out, they will actually either bring a portable cooler to the house so the tenant would stay comfortable, or they could put them up in a hotel room for a night or two. So then you're not even worried about your tenant being in a hot house if it takes a day or two for that AC to be serviced.
And you know what? That's a big deal, because if I'm sitting on the beach in Maui, I don't want my tenant to be displaced because of something like that. So we keep quality Old Republic home warranties on all of our rentals. And again, I want to say that one of my rentals, Josh, I paid $175,000 for it, and today I just pulled the value. It's worth about $750,000. There's no way I could save that kind of money, Vicki.
And passively.
There's just no way. Passively, yes. And my tenant's paying for everything. Mm-hmm. They're paying for the mortgage payment, the HOA, and I even have their rent now covering the pool service.
Well, it seems like homes that were just selling just a few years back, in the 300 range.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, some of those are now selling for $700,000. If you bought one of those homes 20 years ago, it might be selling for over $1 million, depending on the type of neighborhood it's in. So we have seen over time residential real estate to go up, and it seems like that pattern's going to continue. Why do you think all the hedge fund money and the Black Rocks, why are they buying up single family residences as fast as they can? Because they know that's where building wealth is. I saw a quote that someone shared with me, and it was Warren Buffett. And it was Warren Buffett maybe 10 years ago. And Warren Buffett said, if I were younger, I would be out investing and I would be buying as many single family homes as I can because of the appreciation that happens.
Yes. And also in that quote, I saw that article too, Vicki, and his advice was if you can go buy single family homes and rent them. Mm-hmm. He said that is the fastest way. And I'll use your word, Vicki, to get rich, because Josh, the stock market goes up and goes down. And unless you're a pro, it is really hard to play in that market. And just to turn your money over to a financial advisor, and there's some great ones out there. That's okay too, but that's risky. But on a single, on real estate, you can see it, you can touch it, you can walk into it, you can rent it, you can get an equity line of credit, you can do so many things with housing that you can't do with stocks or anything else.
That's right.
You can. And I was going to say, to take it one step further, if you're listening to the show and you have real estate investments, there are some houses where maybe the house has reached kind of its earning potential.
Good point, Josh.
You can also do 1031s and change it for like, or, you know, expand into multiple rentals. There's so many fun ways that you can get creative with the homes that you do have. So we can teach you all the facets of that and how to really, you know, build wealth in real estate.
And we have clients that are reaching out to us, and there are listeners many times that you've owned residential real estate that you've rented out for many years, and your CPA might have depreciated that property over the years, over and over again. And it gets to a point where you need to sell that property.
1031, yes.
And so we help people with 1031 deferred tax exchanges too. Or sometimes maybe you have a property that's getting a little deflated, let's say, by the way it looks and the upkeep, and you want to take that property and roll that into a newer property. We can help you with that. We are investors. We do understand all the different ways. We have the 1031 tax exchange company we can set you up with.
We do.
And we can guide you through and walk you through that process.
So what I hear you saying, Vicki, is if you own a house and maybe the neighborhood is deteriorating or the house needs some work, and you just want to upgrade that to a better house so that you can increase your rents and start building that equity all over again, because it that does happen. We know the 1031 tax deferred exchange people. Mm-hmm. We can help you get that house ready to come on the market. Heck, Josh, we can help you find the tenant. I mean, there's very little for you to do but call us, right, Vicki?
That's right. Reach out to us today.
Everything else. Right.
480-776-5231, or you can always go to our website, carolhasthebuyers.com.
And you know, Josh, I love what Vicki says. We can teach you how to get rich, and we really can, because we are students of the market and we're investors ourselves, Vicki. So we know the ins and the outs, and we can help you. And we have the team in back of us.
We do, absolutely. We want to really see you do well. It's exciting when we hear the stories from our clients, whether maybe they just bought a home, maybe they only own one home, and then they tell us the stories, wow, my neighborhood's doing amazing, prices are going up. Mm-hmm. Or we help somebody get into that rental property, or we help them buy maybe their fifth, sixth, seventh, or eighth one, and they're saying, I'm really building wealth and getting rich. Those stories are just pleasing to us.
We just love it. Hey, stay tuned. We're going to have Tim Evans come in. He's going to be talking to us about cash offers. If you've got a rental house and you need to sell it because you have some financial needs, we can help you there too with a fast cash offer. This is Carol Race. I'm your host here every single Sunday afternoon, and Josh and Vicki and I this is the only place we want to be on a Sunday afternoon, Vicki.
That's right. Remember, your home sold guaranteed, or Carol will buy it. Pick up the phone. Give us a call today, 480-776-5231. We're going to be right back after this short break.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Race, and I am in the studio with Vicki Middlebrook. And Vicki, we have a special guest today. We have Tim Evans. And Tim, What is our topic of conversation going to be today?
Let's talk about offers. Let's talk about great buyers that would give you a cash offer on your home and what that would look like for a homeowner or a home seller thinking about selling their home.
All right. So if I'm a home seller and I want to sell my home, I've got a couple of options. That's what I'm hearing from you. I can call a real estate agent, call the Carol Roy team. We're going to get that done, right?
Sure. Absolutely.
But if my situation might be a little different and I need something quick, or maybe I know that someone called us the other day and they said, we've got 5 dogs and 6 kids. It's going to be really hard for us to show the home. Is there another alternative? And I said, absolutely, we can get you cash offers. And Tim, maybe get them multiple cash offers.
Yes. In many cases, you have access, Carol, to multiple cash offers, which is dynamite for a home seller considering selling their home. It does a couple of things. It establishes a little bit of value.
Yeah.
It establishes certainty. And certainty is a big thing, right?
I need to know that my home is sold because I've already bought a new house.
Right.
Or I'm going to be moving out of state. There are a lot of reasons that people sell their homes.
I think for many homeowners, they think that a cash offer is going to mean discount to them. In many cases, that's not the case. We're finding that these cash offers are pretty close to market value. And you have the upswing to get market value for the home with how you structured, how the cash offers are structured, Carol.
Okay. So again, so Tim, if again, I don't want people in my home. I just because of
you don't
my
want
house
to sign.
Is clean, but I just can't have people in because of cats, dogs, and kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I would call the Carol Rice team and I would say, hey, Carol, can you get me cash offers? Is that how it would work?
That's exactly how it works. And it's a simple phone call. Carol, how do they reach you for the cash offer?
480-776-5231. Just give us a call, and we can take your information, and we can meet with you and get you more than one cash offer. Tim, the other thing, they could even go online. Could they go online? Where do they go?
They would go to highestprice.com.
Highestprice.com. And, Vicki, that comes right into us, and we would see that, and then we can begin to gather information. And I know, Vicki, you've helped several people with cash offers.
Yes, I have. You know, the great thing about it is with the Caraway's team and with the systems we've developed, it's not like you're just getting one cash offer. So if you were to go to a company that might offer that, you're just going to get one cash offer. But at the Carol Royce team, we've got it set up in a way where you're going to get multiple cash offers. And there are even times where, let's say the cash offer comes in and you were expecting maybe a little bit more, we actually have a system where we can actually counter that cash offer.
Oh, Tim, is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
We can counter
Through Highest Price, you can counter the cash offer. Exactly. So, through your program, Carol, that's absolutely correct. You know, here's what I want to share. Wife and I went out to buy a car the other day, and it was interesting. We passed several lots, and she's looking for a particular car. She wanted a blue car. We've had white cars. It seems like it's been running in our family the last 20 years is white cars. So she says, I want something different. I want a blue car. But you know, what's interesting is we started driving around the dealerships and driving around certain spots. You know what attracted us? When we could look out on the lot and we could see multiple options on the cars in her style that she was looking for. It's no different than a homeowner. Think about it. You want to be able to shop and compare. You don't want to go to a lot that only has one car and it may be an off light blue, right? You want to look at variations of different blues and the type of vehicle. So that's what's so cool, or I guess so impelling about our cash offers is it does have the ability to shop and compare. And I think that's what consumers want. You can stay in your home up to a year if you'd like with a particular offer. You could cash out and actually stay in your home up to a year and lease it back.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So, you know, the nice thing again about cash offers, Vicki, is it offers certainty.
It does.
Certainty, because you know you're going to have this amount of money in your pocket on this day. And again, I was talking about Steve and Lindy the other day who had to get to Tennessee because their daughter was having a very difficult pregnancy. And so they said, we can't wait. We need to get to Tennessee. We need to sell this house. And Tim, from the time the process started until the time they got their money, it was about 2.5-3 weeks. And so they left Arizona and got to Tennessee. And by the way, I did get a nice note from them and said, daughter's doing fine, baby's doing fine.
Yeah, the convenience is so
big. And the convenience of knowing that our house is sold and our hearts are with our family instead of here trying to get our home sold.
And stressing about the situation.
Exactly.
There's many different, as the offers come through, as we provide them, assisted living when loved ones are going into assisted, what to do with the home. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be work, trying to clean up, trying to list it and sell it, get it ready. A market value cash offer is sometimes a way to go on that. Like a separation, unfortunate as it is, you know, in a divorce situation, you generally have a home that's right in the middle of that, right?
Right.
So unfortunate as it is, but a cash offer can solve a lot of problems, a lot of headaches for two people that are going through that situation.
So, Tim, I would ask you, how many buyers do you have in your cash offer system?
We have over 62 buyers that will possibly make an offer. Now, will you get 62 offers? No, not necessarily, because there's different buy boxes, different criteria.
And they jump in and they buy when they're...
And we have institutional buyers as well that are very reputable. We deal with very reputable people, companies rather. Mm-hmm. So it's very satisfying to an owner knowing that the deal is done when they come to us.
Exactly, exactly. And again, so what happens, Vicki, is when you get more than one cash offer on your home, you can compare and you can shop, and we provide all of that, right, Tim? When we come out to see you, it's going to be with more than one offer. And Tim, the other thing I love is our guaranteed offer on your home. We're also going to give you an offer, and that's going to be your price guaranteed, or we'll pay you the difference. And I love it when agents go, oh, Carol can't do that. She won't do that. Do we do that, Tim?
Yes, I have noted that you have been doing that out there. So I've been seeing that as well. And that's a great offer, because not only, you know, do offers sometimes have a price issue that and getting to hang around on it because they are discounted, it's an institution buy, but you, Carol, will guarantee, I see the offers that you make, you guarantee the price on the offer. And that's very assuring for a homeowner when you can absolutely get them what they want and they have the ability to move, pick their close date and get the price. There's much to be said about that and how that works and how you're performing. And kudos to you on that, Carol.
Well, Vicki, because our home sellers are important to us.
Yes.
And every situation is different and they all have a story, don't they?
We talked about that earlier. Yeah. Everyone has a story. Mm-hmm. And so when we come out and we hear, you know, what your needs are, then we're able to assess and to offer you solutions.
Right.
So therefore, you and your family will make the wise decision what's best for you. But guess what? We're alongside you every step of the way.
Well, and you know, Tim, life happens. Right? Life happens. Divorce, which is tragic. Maybe you want to upsize. Maybe you've had some really strong, financially stable years, and it's time to get out of that small house and get into a bigger house, better neighborhood. Whatever the reason, maybe, you know, what you said is true. We have a huge retirement population here in Arizona. Maybe it's time for you to think about going into one of these life care beautiful facilities that they're building around town. But whatever your reason, life happens, and we can come alongside you. And if it's something like a cash offer that would help you out with the certainty, and Tim, I hear you say that all of the time, convenience and certainty.
Yeah, I think that plays a big role. Carol, I've seen a lot of folks that you're helping out from your team of people that have rental properties, second properties, not disturbing the tenant. And that a cash offer makes great sense when it's a market value and it doesn't disturb the tenant. And you're helping people that need that equity, either put a child through college or they're, moving to, they're just, getting their assets liquefied, right? And they're getting liquid for whatever reason. And that is a great thing that they don't have to disturb the tenant. And you're helping people in that arena as well. I see them and I see all the great stories you're doing out there.
Yeah. And it's
helping people. Using this platform. And we appreciate it. And thank you.
Yeah. Vicki, I know that you've helped several people with cash offers. And we have a lot of cash buyers, too, on the Carol Race team.
We do.
And a lot of our transactions are cash, right, Vicki?
Yes, we do. So from the cash offers where, you know, maybe it's going to be somebody that's investing in your home, or it could be a cash buyer who's actually going to live in your home, love your home, swim in your swimming pool, cook in your kitchen, right?
Right.
So
yeah,
we do have those cash buyers as well.
I just want to point out too, you know, we do go up, our offers go up to 3.2 million. So even if you have that higher end home, you think, I won't get what I want. Or, you know, I think that's not the case. I think, Carol, they reach out to you. You can utilize what I have for you and
yes.
Definitely get even higher end luxury homes offers they're looking for out there, right? It's all about getting what they want.
So what would that site be, Tim?
Go to highestprice.com. It's very easy. Everybody wants the highest price for their home, right? So we made it easy
for
you guys.
I want more than highest price. I want ridiculously highest price, or I'll just stay in my home. So, you know, the world didn't come to an end because of the eclipse, and the world is not going to come to an end because you need cash out of your home. We can help you do that. There's no sense to stress, Vicki. We can get you multiple cash offers, and then you can move on to any place in your life that you need to be, or anything that your family needs. We're here to help you. We're here to provide assistance along the way.
That's right. And when we come back after this short break, we're going to continue talking about our local Arizona real estate market. You're going to want to stay tuned. And we have a lot of great information to share with you coming up.
Well, we do. And one of the things, too, that we're going to share, we're going to share our under a million market, because that is just moving right along. So this is Carol Race, 480-776-5231. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Carol Race, and that was quite interesting having Tim Evans talk to us about cash offers and multiple cash offers. And you know, Josh and Vicki, the other thing, too, that we can do, and we get some criticism on social media about this, but we are absolutely geared up to do this. Your home sold guaranteed, or your price, or we'll pay you the difference. That sounds like a very bold statement, Vicki, correct?
Correct.
But, you know, when we can come together on pricing, we will absolutely, at the Carol Race team, do this. One of the things, Josh, that we're known for at the Carol Race team is our guarantees. That's what sets us apart. Any agent can come out and say anything they want to, but do they back it up with guarantees?
Not like us, they don't. And I mean, we're always the team that has all of the best options for you, whether it be the cash offers, you know, if you want to go the traditional way and finding a buyer who's going to live in your home and get you top dollar. We have every option there, every guarantee you can think of.
We do.
So we stand behind what we do.
Because, Vicki, our goal is to assist the home seller and the home buyer and to truly exceed their expectations.
That's right. Absolutely, we want to do that. And, you know, things are different. Things are changing fast in the real estate world. You know, with the Feds raising the interest rates last summer and then continued to do so. And we saw a change in the market. And then, you know, things are changing in our industry fast. But at the Carol Race team, we're on top of things. We're embracing the changes and we're prepared and ready to go. One thing I want to mention to you is I just had a listener, went out to their home, sat with them. They had interviewed another agent, and that agent sold them the house. Mm-hmm. And they had actually sold a previous home with that agent, but they said, in these times, we feel like we need a team that's going to come alongside us that has resources and can really help us, and we want to get top dollar for our home. And they were blown away when I sat down with them at their kitchen table and went over all the things we were going to do and that we offer. And they said, there is simply no comparison.
No comparison.
And I said, it's not that I want to diss on a single agent. I do not want to do that. But with the way we have our team set up and all of the systems and how we come alongside our home sellers, it's a huge win for them.
It is a huge win for them. And you know what, Vicki, this is years and years of being in the business. This is years and years, Josh, of being coached with some of the best business coaches on the planet. And this is us putting these systems in place, following the system, and then listening to what our sellers and buyers need and then sitting down and meeting and exceeding those needs. You know, Vicki used to say, everybody has a story. Every seller, every buyer has a story.
Everyone does.
They have a reason for selling. They have a reason for wanting to move from the place that they've called home for years. And we're there to help them achieve their goals. Right, Josh?
We are. I mean, we've always been students of the market. We've been a family team for over 35 years. And it takes a lot of growing and evolving with the market. And we want to help everyone, whether, you know, whatever their story is, what their goals are, and realizing their need to buy and sell real estate.
And, you know, some Josh and Vicki, they need that. They need the cash offer. Mm-hmm. Some need to be moving out of state fast for whatever reasons. We dealt with a lady the other day that in this economy is behind on her mortgage payments by several months. She needed that cash offer so that she wouldn't lose her home. But more importantly, Vicki, wouldn't lose her equity.
That's right. Why lose it and let that go back to the bank? When we can help you avoid that and get you on to your next home.
So in 30 days, she was moved out of that home. We, through the title company, paid off her mortgage, made up the back payments, and guess what, Josh? Put $30,000 in her pocket. So now she's moving on with money, and she doesn't have that foreclosure. So no matter where you are in life, and Vicki, this just plays to your everybody has a story.
Right.
No matter where you are in life, struggling, success, excess, wherever you are, if you're thinking about selling that place called home, you need to contact us, 480-776-5231. We can help you, Vicki.
That's right. You know, I have another quick story to tell. I was just out with one of our listeners about 30 days ago. They called us out and they said, you know, we've had our home on the market with another agent. Our home did not sell. And he said, I'm kicking myself because I don't know why I didn't call you first.
Amazing, isn't it?
And he said, I knew better. Mm-hmm. And so when I came out to the house, I walked around the home, told him some things that I thought that we could do to change the appearance of the home and get them more money for the home. He was blown away. And all along, he said, I should have called you first. I didn't call you first. And I don't know why I didn't call you first. But he's like, I've heard your show. I've heard your ads for years. And he said, what a difference experience. And guess what? We just closed escrow on the house. And he said that took so much stress off of him and his family mm-hmm. because they had already moved into their new home. And
so
yet,
don't be that person. Moral
exactly.
of the story, don't be that person. Call us first. Right,
that's
Josh?
Right.
That's right. I mean, we are often called the do-over team by a lot of people who have made that mistake. But, hey, we're happy to get the home on the market right, launch it correctly, get the buyers in. I mean, there's an art to what we do. And like you said, we've, you know, worked with tons of top teams throughout the country. We've, you know, engineered this down to a science. Mm. There are reasons to work with, you know, the Carol Royce team, and that's case in point.
And you know what, yeah. Vicki, before we get to your under a million report, and I know you've got a couple of special houses to talk about, I just want to say that we have sold homes for four or five real estate agents who said, I just felt to get top dollar for my home, I needed to call the Carol Royce team. I'm going to turn it over to you. I'm going to step back. I'll become the home seller. You become the realtor. And we have performed wonderfully for them.
And they were with different companies. They
right.
weren't even in our company. So, I mean, it's an honor when we get those kinds of compliments and people want us to represent them. So if we take a look at what's going on in that under a million market, and we're talking single family, detached homes, active for sale, these homes are currently on the market. There's 9,181 of those homes. The average price point, $540,000. Days on market are running 70 days. Coming soon, 510 properties are getting ready to come on the market with an average price point of $585,000. Hmm. And then okay. if we take a look at what closed escrow just since last week's show, we had 788 properties close escrow last week. I would like to see that number higher. That number's
right.
just not
right.
high enough. The average list price for those homes, $521,079. But the actual closed escrow price was $514,414. a difference of $6,665 for negotiations, and the days on market averaged 59 days for those homes.
Okay. You know, that 59 days, that's pretty darn fast, Josh. That's less than 2 months, obviously. But the other thing, too, Vicki, is I see our pricing creeping up from those houses that are, you know, coming on the market, coming soon, at $585,000 and then closed at $514,000. We are not seeing the fours, Josh or Vicki. We're not in the fours anymore.
Right. For the single family detached, a lot of the sales are happening in that five range.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I predict it's only going to continue to go up.
It is.
What I've noticed is that the concession amount or the negotiating seems to be going down as well. So if you are interested in getting into home ownership, you know, now is kind of the time where you're still getting negotiating. Mm-hmm. You're still getting, you know, some help from the seller if need be. But it's not a guarantee. As that demand continues to go up, and if supply goes down, we're going to kind of see more sales and less buyer power.
And I'll tell you, Josh, the thing that is a little sad for me is we're not seeing the fours anymore, Vicki. We have transitioned into the fives. And Josh, for your age group, which is mostly first-time home buyers, it makes it more and more difficult. So here's my advice: if you want to buy a home, get out of that apartment, get out of the tenant situation and be a homeowner and build equity, you need to do it now before prices continue to go up, Vicki.
That's right. You need
to do it now.
You know, there still are opportunities to buy a home in the fours, but that's the median where we're saying for these single family detached homes, but prices are going up. So the people that are sitting on the fence waiting for this market to crash, there is no data that shows that. So as we stand today, things are going up. So let's take a look at this beautiful home over in that McDowell Mountain Ranch. You talk about a lifestyle community with golf courses, amenities, community, pool, spa, clubhouse, pickleball courts, tennis courts.
And some really cool restaurants and wine bars.
Yeah, you've got access to amazing hiking trails over there in the McDowell Mountains. But this home over on Winchcombe, it is unbelievable for $2.595 million, so just under $2.6 million. It has four bedrooms, four and a half bathrooms. It's 4,205 square feet, but what I love about it, there's a casita there. So let's say you have guests, or maybe you're an artist and you want to have a studio or a home office that's, you know, not under the roof line there. You have this amazing casita, and then you have the sprawling McDowell Mountain views. We're sitting in the kitchen or the formal dining and living room or the master bedroom. You're just going to look at massive views.
And you know what I love? You can see the quail. You can see the wildlife out there. It's just absolutely amazing. The other day I was there, there were red cardinals there.
How beautiful.
And Vicki, you and I have actually seen little deer there.
That's right. And you know, there's something really special when you have a mountainside lot is every day the mountain takes on a different look with the clouds in the
Purple
sky.
Purple Mountain's majesty.
That's right. So that is such a beautiful home. And then, you know, over in the Queen Creek area, we have one on Paseo Grande that has amazing views of the Sandtown Mountain Regional Park. So if you're looking for mountain views, reach out to the Carroways team. We have many, many properties we can share with you.
Hey, you have been listening to the Carol Royce Real Estate Show. We are so excited that you tuned in today and that you heard us. Here's my advice to you. If you want to get in the market, do it, because prices are going up. We don't see any indication that interest rates are going down. So we're going to be here next Sunday. Tune in.
Go to CarolHasTheBuyers.com.